filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. What an... You'd see, Sean, you got me doing that.
You know, I should have put that up so they could, everybody could hear you doing that. You do it so well.
Well, I'm used to it. And John Young, I don't have the pipes John Young has, but that's great stuff. Hey, listen, something I want to mention. The previous hour, you know, we got a new listener, not new listeners. It's not fair to say. We have listeners in Houston joining us right now who are in, and we have new listeners across the country tuning into this hour right now, and I've got some information for you. I can promise you that what you're going to hear, particularly Houston, in the next hour will blow your mind. I will simply say that we had a surprise phone call from someone, and if you've made a decision to carry a firearm, you need to listen to the hour. It is someone you know. It is a case that you know, and I am incredibly thankful that he took the time to call out of what is a very hectic schedule, I know, to talk to Masoud Ayoub and myself as we sit here 22 hours now after the 20 hours of the Masoud Ayoub Group Mag 20 immersive course in the judicious use of deadly force. And
23, not to put too fine a point on it.
23, yeah, go ahead and put the fine point on it. I'll just tell you that George Zimmerman called the program in an unexpected phone call, and it was incredibly eye-opening. And what do I say? It was very, the topic was...
Heartfelt.
It's what we discussed in class for 20 straight hours with you over the last 2 days.
It was the reality.
The harsh reality
of
what happens in a self-defense shooting. And Masoud, I don't know, I was left speechless by, it's humbling to hear that perspective when all we've been told is what NBC, CBS, and ABC yappers decide is the news.
Well, it was sad that the commentators who were supposed to be bringing us the truth turned so often into a lynch mob. To see CNN become essentially the cheering squad for Hang George Zimmerman was appalling to me.
Well, it's almost appalling, almost. It's beyond that. I don't even know that there's a word to describe it. When you see, after you've spoken to him as you did, and you hear from him himself about this literal wake of destruction. Now, I've often said on the program that the media predictably will do that. And I've asked listeners, and I think it's a fair statement to make, it's a fair question to ask, stand in front of a mirror if you're the citizen who's made a decision to get a concealed carry permit or to make the responsible decision to take your own and your family's personal safety seriously, right? That's a tremendous responsibility, isn't it?
It certainly is. The family goes through it with you, as we said in the previous hour. When you're literally facing the end of life as you know it,
right,
with possibly a sentence of life without parole, it's as if the doctors had diagnosed you with possibly terminal cancer.
And what the media will do to you, you know, fair question. Stand in front of the mirror if you've made that decision and look at your own life and think what the media could do to you if they chose to relentlessly pursue you until you were buried. And that is exactly what they did to hear. And to hear what he's gone through is just an incredible. I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Look at the propaganda that you saw. It was the media, one particular network, that had been fed the narrative of the poor, innocent, Skittles-bearing child killed by the crazed gun nut racist.
Which is the perspective we've heard for almost 3 years now. We've never heard.
You have heard
the other side.
His attorney, Mark O'Mara, I thought, did a brilliant job of putting up the website that left the facts out there for the public to see. But by that time, as strong a wave of truth as that was, it was up against an absolute tsunami of the plaintiff's meme, if you will.
All right, and what's the statement that you use in the course that you used continuously in the course? That the lie, what, left unchallenged?
The lie left unchallenged is seen as the truth. Now, by the time the defense had gotten together, O'Mara came in late into the case, certainly through no fault of his. But by that time, that whole media image was rolling. Everyone had seen the picture of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin.
12-year-old Trayvon Martin.
12-year-old.
Correct.
And that meme had just been burned into the collective American mind, indeed the collective international mind.
Right, he was screaming against a hurricane. You know, there was just no comparison of what he could put up versus the networks and the various other lamestream media types.
Well, we're witness to that again today. This is a continuing theme with the mainstream press. This is what is so sad. And for those millions of people, maybe you're one of them, those millions of people, Masad, that are what I refer to as headline surfers, who don't take the time to research, but simply read, for example, a great one today. There's out today, just today on the Huffington Post, 100 school shootings since Newtown, which has been debunked. It's been debunked on this program with Charles Johnson, the journalist who debunked it. Yet every town left it up there because the lie left unchallenged, and the mainstream press doesn't challenge them on it. They actually quote them on it, is seen as the truth. And that couldn't be more true than it is. So anyway, those of you who just tuned into the program, particularly in Houston, you've got a dynamite hour, 2 hours coming up after this one. And for those of you who might have missed that hour, the Armed American Radio Network podcast will be up tomorrow. We've got a whole slew of people, I'm being told, calling into the program now. First off is Rob Pincus. Let's go directly to Rob, whose two segments were bumped when George called in. Rob Pincus, man, one of the world's greatest trainers and a good friend of mine. How are you, brother? Rob, are you there?
I am here. Do you have me?
There he is. Right, we got you now, man. We got you now. So where are you today? We've been wanting to know.
I'm at the Western headquarters. I'm in Denver at the house out here.
We did the house out there. We weren't sure what part of the country you were in.
Yeah, well, neither was I. I've been all around. I was down at the Florida house last week doing some video work, and then Arizona, out in California for Omari Broussard, IC Training Company's chief operating officer, now officially that he's retiring from the Navy. We're at his retirement ceremony, and back out in Colorado now. You guys are having a great show. It's great to hear Masad and Claude, and pretty cool that you had Mr. Zimmerman call in for some words from him. I know everyone's very interested in his experience, and hearing from him is great.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, coming on the heels of just taking the 20 hours of the Masad Ayoub Mag 20 course related to that very topic, the timing was impeccable. And, Rob, I know you've taken this class. Masad is sitting here. We've just finished the 20 hours. Why does one of the best trainers, arguably, in the world take the class I just took this weekend with Masad Ayoub? Why? Why did you take it? For what?
Don't you know everything? One of the regrets, you look back to almost 20 years in the industry, I should have taken that course 20 years ago. In fact, some of the videos that we watched, some of the parts that Masad shows that have been consistent throughout his presentation of that material, some of that was taped when I was living in Vermont, not too far from where I was, and I wish I had taken the course back then in the early 90s. It's one of the few courses that I highly recommend to all graduates of combat-focused shooting classes or any defensive shooting class. They take MAG 20. It's vital information. It helps people understand the context in which they may need to use the skills that they're signing up to use when they go take a defensive shooting class, or when they, even get the concealed carry permit, or just choose to have a defensive firearm inside of their home. It's vital information. It's well-informed information, and Masad is the best at presenting it. So it's a class I recommend everybody listening, and everybody who may listen or hear from any of us about what they need to put their mindset around when it comes to defensive firearms use and the emotional aftermath, and hopefully the emotional preparation that people are putting into it.
And besides people like me that take it, and people like you that take it, Masad, you have judges, you have lawyers, you have Indian chiefs, bakers, and boilers take this, don't you?
Well, as you saw today, today was typical in that our single most highly represented occupational category is the practice of medicine.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
About one-sixth of the class were MDs and a few more who were in other medical specialties. Attorneys tend to be in the top five also. We get a lot of engineers. There's something in the mindset of the engineer that says we must be prepared for every contingency. We also get high-risk retailers, and we get a good spectrum of people who have had some precipitating incident that that made them realize I came awfully close to dying, and I'm not taking that chance again.
Yeah, it is powerful stuff. And I can't imagine what it's like to be you to stand up in front of this class after all, in front of the class after all of these years of experience and researching this and looking out and seeing judges who are going to or may very well pass judgment on the very people who could be sitting in that room and taking the information from you.
Well, it's sobering for all of us, but it's a circle. I've learned it from judges, from attorneys, from various practitioners in the field of criminal and civil law. And we all share with one another and give it to those who need the knowledge.
Now, we're going to change up the topic when we come back. We've got a couple fantastic young ladies with us going to join us. And we've also got Beth Alcazar, Concealed Carry Magazine columnist. We'll be back right after this on the Armed American Radio Network. You only get it here, folks. You only get it here.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Second Amendment Foundation, good friends of mine, good friends of yours. And we're looking forward to having Alan Gottlieb back on the program in the very near future. We'll give him a break from his world travels, the last being, I believe, Hong Kong. So when Alan comes back, we'll make sure. You can check that out. If you want to see the schedule, head over to facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Welcome back to the program. Gail Pepin, great to have you here over here. We're going to get you neck deep in this conversation coming up.
I'm looking forward to it.
And the great one, Masad Ayoub, across the table from me. It's a pleasure to have you here. What a great show it's been so far. It's been history in the making. And Claude Werner, the protege. I'm going to call you the protege.
I'm the protege. He's the peer.
The title track
of the country, brother.
Title track of your new album, Protege. And the name of the new album, Claude Werner's Protege. We'll just do it that way. But it's great to have you here. Okay, we've got, Gail, I've been looking forward to this conversation. Women represent the number we keep hearing is 30%, and we hear that from all circles, anti-gun circles included. Is that a fair assessment, a fair number, you think?
It probably is. It's probably what we see in the range. Sometimes in classes, our classes seem to average about 20%.
And I know from new gun sales, we pretty much know that to be the case. So those numbers tend to mesh, right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It also doesn't cover the number of women who have been given guns by husbands, mm-hmm. brothers, dads, etc.
The many, many, many thousands and thousands upon thousands that we'll never know of, also, that are part of that number that may not want to admit it.
Or simply, for many people, they don't see themselves as individual gun owners. They see themselves as members of gun-owning families.
There you go. And they've probably been around guns all their lives, whether it's growing up shooting, what have you.
Sure.
Having said that, Armed American Radio's newest regular contributor, Amber Cuno. Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
How are you doing today? It's great to have you here.
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You've been listening to the show out there in beautiful Phoenix, haven't you?
I have. It's been awesome.
It's been a good one. And Amber, we're going to talk with Beth Alcazar, who also joins us for the first time on the show. Beth Alcazar is a contributor to Concealed Carry Magazine. Beth, welcome to the program. Regular columnist in Concealed Carry Magazine, correct?
That's correct. Thank you very much for having me tonight.
It's great to have you. What's the name of your column?
Well, I write the Pacifiers and Peacemakers blog, and the column is just kind of titleless at the moment.
Whatever you title. See, I like the title of mine, One to the Head. The other side can't figure that out. They don't know what to make of that. One to the head. One to the head. They don't get that stuff. But the Pacifiers and Peacemakers, it's about what?
It's basically reaching out to moms, regular everyday moms, because I think a lot of moms out there are getting a horrible reputation as being anti-gun. And, of course, thanks to the unnamed organizations out there, they're getting a lot of attention that way. So this is allowing moms to see that there is another side to it. There are moms out there who are going to buy weapons and use them and protect their families and do whatever they can in their homes and outside of their homes, whether they're with their children or without their children. So reaching out to everyday moms and letting them know this is what they need to be doing.
Amber, care to elaborate on that?
Well, if you could see me now, I've just been shaking my head yes, because you're so right, and I couldn't agree with you more, and I'm just so happy to have people like you out there writing columns, representing women and guns the right way instead of the wrong way. Like you said, the reputation so many moms are receiving, you know, for all the wrong reasons. I just love that, so...
Amber, you came into, your story is fascinating. You came in to, I'm going to say the gun culture, but you grew up around guns. You grew up in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Wisconsin. You know, my parents were hunters, and, you know, so I was around them, but I didn't really shoot them or anything like that at the time.
All right, so suffice to say there were guns in you. It wasn't new to you. Later in life as an adult, you didn't see or hold your first firearm for the first time at 30 years old, for example, correct?
Right. I had some experience shooting guns, but I didn't really get into it until I was about 30. So
right. Into the self-defense aspect of it, not
right.
just the recreational and sport. Okay. There was an incident in your life. I think this is very, very important. And Gail, I know it's important to all women. But there was an incident in your life, Amber, that really heightened your awareness. What was it?
Yeah, I was a victim of abuse and stalking for a number of years prior to learning how to really use a gun defensively. And that really swayed my decision to learn how to do it and do it well, because I was pretty done with being afraid for my life every single day.
And you, I mean, you physically, Gail, she physically relocated from one state to another to get away from the domestic violence. Is that a fair statement, Amber?
Yeah, I moved across the country, so
okay.
I got as far away as I could.
And you care to talk about that? I mean, that's. Sometimes it takes. I actually wrote a column one time, and I forget what it was titled, but I asked in that question, the anti-gun media, for example, what's it going to take for something horrifying to happen to them before they finally get it, Gail?
I can't even begin to understand that mindset, because and I see that I read a lot of the anti-gun stuff on the internet. You know, I do it so you don't have to, but
and we appreciate that.
And, you know, they would say, you know, I would never have a gun. I would, you know, I would take my chances. I would fight, you know, just all this learned victimhood, victimness.
That's a great way to put it. We have one of the best trainers in the country on, aside from Assad here, too, and that's Rob Pincus. Rob, we've still got you on the phone, correct?
I am here.
What are the percentage? Is the number of 30%, are you seeing an increase in your classes, in your combat-focused shooting classes from women?
We are. All of our instructors are seeing an increase. Most of that increase is coming down at our defensive firearms coaching level, which is the intro to home defense and the intro to concealed carry. And at least 30% of our students there are female. And a lot of them are you know, very similar to the situation where they've been exposed to firearms, they're comfortable with firearms. So they're coming to take the class, but they've really never had any formal defensive training. And I think our job as a community, and the column, you know, pacifiers and peacemakers, I think was the name of that column, that sounds like a brilliant way to reach out to the next part of the audience, which is the people that weren't exposed to firearms, that
right.
don't have a comfort level, and let's bring them in the fold too.
All right, so Amber's situation, being with firearms in the family growing up and getting into it a little bit later in life, in the sense that they're taking responsibility for their own self-defense, is not unusual. You're seeing that.
Yeah, and it's so much easier. In fact, I just wrote an article about it earlier in the fall in the Personal Defense Network newsletter, talking about how it's so important to expose children to recreational use of firearms so that they have the option when they're adults to make that decision. If they want to have the firearm for personal defense, it's going to be so much easier for them to make that jump because they have a foundation in not fearing the firearm simply because they're unfamiliar with it.
All right, as you always do, you anticipate what we're going to say. Rob's really good at that, and he jumps ahead, so I need to ask you to hold on. We're getting ready to take a break. But, Amber, that it's interesting because Rob said home defense and intro to CCW are what he's seeing. What did you specialize in? What were your disciplines in the NRA certifications you took very quickly?
Well, my disciplines in the NRA were in the home protection, out of the home protection, the pistol, and what we see most of now is really the CCW and the safety classes is what we
It's pretty much exactly what Rob just said are the disciplines you specialized in. Beth Alcazar, we'll come back and talk with you about your blog when we come back. Huge panel. Don't go away. Great stuff.
You're a 23 May Bremen?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America. and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I love that. Hey, the best radio is the radio you never hear, like when I do that. And sound just like it on the way back from the break. But it's great to have you here. Yeah, go ahead, Sean. You can say
you
it.
Don't
you
know
want.
If they don't hear that or not.
You know, I've got questions coming in by emails that are just going to be too much to keep up with. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. I'm going to have to hold those to next week. Sean, you've got the phones locked down. We've got a huge panel coming in. We had to kind of shift the schedule north a little bit because of the call from George Zimmerman that we had
yes.
in the previous hour, correct?
Yes.
In other words, when you unlock the phones went crazy.
Yes.
That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. So let's go right back to where we were. I'm going to assume we still have Rob on the phone?
Actually, he dropped.
Okay, he did. Okay, well, that leaves us that one extra line. That means, Gail, we can go right back okay. to Amber, and we can go back to Beth. When I cut out for the break, I had mentioned that we would go back to Beth to talk to us a little bit. Beth Alcazar, columnist for Concealed Carry Magazine, and can I call you the proprietor of pacifiers yeah. and peacemakers? Yeah. Does that work?
Absolutely. Throw another P word in there and make it real difficult for people.
Or against FCC regulations. Oh. Gail,
wow.
you've been looking at the blog throughout the day today. I know you said earlier today, hey, I want to see what it is we're going to be talking about. You did your research because that's what...
Yeah, I read a little bit of it.
Your thoughts?
I like where she's going. You know, it's totally new to me, so today is the first time I looked at it, but I like where she's going. I like where she went with the article about What kind of gun was a girl's gun?
Right,
when
right,
she went
right.
into the gun shop. I like that one a lot.
Let's go there. Let's go to the, hey, this is a question, Beth, that I think everybody who is viewed in some type of position of authority in the quote-unquote firearms industry gets. I know you do. I know you do. You know, the girl walks up to the gun counter, and the guy behind the counter says, I think, you know, let me take you over here to the 38 revolver because you can't handle anything else. Beth, you care to elaborate on any of that in your writings and what you found in your own personal experience as a female gun owner? And then we'll toss it over to Amber and get her opinion.
Well, I think that's been absolutely true, and not to, you know, stereotype every woman that walks into the gun store, but I think men can't help that. They see female. Oftentimes she's with a husband, a spouse, a brother. She's with another male figure, so he's kind of quote-unquote helping her at the shop, and they're used to that. They've seen a lot of that. They've become accustomed to kind of guiding this woman in the direction of those quote-unquote typical smaller guns, whether it's the 22, whether it's the 38 special, the real popular ones that females do like, and oftentimes their male counterparts kind of choose for them. However, I think that it's a little uncomfortable when, you know, you're someone who understands firearms or someone who wants to maybe do some shooting sports or some additional training, and you walk in and they size you up and they go, oh, hey, here's a pink gun for you. And
okay, stop right there in the essence of time. Let's blow, you're absolutely correct. Let's blow that theory out of the water. What's your favorite gun, Gail? What's your favorite shooter?
Oh, I got to say my Glock.
Your Glock?
Yeah.
Semi-automatic what?
Semi-automatic 9mm most of the time.
Okay, so that's not a little 22 mouse gun that's only designed for a girl, right? Because I have a Glock on my hip right now.
That looks a lot like mine.
Well, there you go.
I got better sights on mine.
You probably do. These are stock factory sights. I see. Let's go over to Amber. Amber, I love your choice of carry gun. I don't carry it. I've owned one. What's your choice of carry gun? Is it a little 22 mouse gun?
No, I have an LC9 for my carry, and my favorite is my XDM 9mm, my tactical that I shoot for competition. So.
Okay, now, Masad Ayoub, one of the greatest experts in the history of the self-defense world, just looked over at Gail, leaned back, smiled, and gave a thumbs up. You care to elaborate on that? Why did you give the thumbs up?
Gail has sort of a Jekyll Hyde thing going between the Glock and the Springfield XDM.
What is the Jekyll Hyde? Tell us.
I can go both ways.
Okay.
Sometimes I go Glock, sometimes I go XD.
Gail is bi-gunnel.
You're bi-firearmal?
Yes, I am bi-firearmal.
Oh, man. Okay.
But you know what, Mark? None of them are pink.
Okay. Pink guns. Amber, let's go there. There was a photograph you put up on your Facebook page teaching your beautiful daughter. She's 7 years old. I've met her. She's been in the studio. She recorded a promo for us. We've run it on this show. But you have a photograph of you instructing your daughter at 7 years old, or was she younger than that at the time the photo was taken?
She was actually six the first time that I took her out there. It was for a safety class that I just happened to be teaching, but she was six at the time.
Six at the time, teaching her a safety class. What kind of gun was she shooting in that photograph?
She was actually shooting my 22 Smith & Wesson. It's an AR-style gun, and it is pink, but it's pink and black and silver, you know, and it's just a cool thing, and it is the only pink gun I own. So,
okay, but it's an M&P AR platform 22. It's one of the best plinkers in the world. We talked about that prior to the show going on the air. And it happens to be my son's favorite gun. Is the exact same model. Now, his is black. But,
yeah.
Masad,
I imagine his
too,
would be.
It is. You like the gun, too, don't you?
They're great little trainer guns.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I keep hearing Rob Pinky saying, will you put some sights on it? Get some optics on it for that kid of yours. So I won't embarrass myself. Beth, your favorite gun.
Well, I love my XDS. Very similar to what you guys have been mentioning. But that's my go-to carry of choice, really.
At which model of XDS?
The 9mm.
Okay. We have a 9mm. We have another 9mm. We have Glock. We have a bi-gunnel Glock, right? And
Glock
XDS.
Yeah.
I don't see anywhere in there, Masad, a little 22 revolver or a 38 because the women can't handle anything bigger than that?
Well, my feeling is that when all women carry guns like that, most rapists will abuse themselves alone in the dark.
I don't know what else to say about that. Claude, you train too. We've got a room full of trainers here. What are you seeing on the range? Is this jiving and meshing with what you see in your profession?
I'm a contrarian on that. In that, I've had a number of female clients and friends who have started out on 9mm and have come to me after a while and said, "It's just too big, Claude. What can I do?" And I put them into Kel-Tec P-32s and Beretta 22s, and they say, "You know what? I carry it all the time. I didn't do that with the 9. I'd rather a woman carry, or anybody, carry a 22 all the time than the 9mm that they carry when they think they're going to need a gun."
And that's a great point. In fact, it was the point of a column that I wrote a number of years ago for Human Events. You know, the top 10 carry guns. It's pretty subjective, isn't it? I can't tell you what you like, and I certainly can't tell Beth what she likes or what you like. What I can do is tell you what I like, and these are my top 10. And I clarified that in the disclaimer at the beginning of the article, and my number one choice of carry gun was a North American Arms 22 Mini Magnum revolver. You know why? Because the damn thing can be put in your pocket anywhere you go in an NPE. Care to tell us what an NPE is?
Non-permissive environment.
A place you, when you can't carry a gun, that's the gun that you can carry, correct?
And it's a good gun to carry when you're not carrying a gun.
It's a good gun to carry when you are carrying another gun, as you two are over here. So, Beth, you agree with that? Isn't any gun better than no gun?
Absolutely. And ultimately, that's what a girl gun is. It's a gun that that girl is comfortable with and will carry on her.
Amber, you agree. Any gun is better than no gun, correct?
Yeah, any gun is better than no gun, and I think the point is really that no one should be picking out anybody else's gun, you know, man, woman, you know, it just shouldn't happen. You should go in there and you should be able to pick it out yourself, and, you know, the person behind the counter shouldn't say, "Oh, you definitely need to get this one," because that wouldn't fly with any guy, so really it shouldn't fly with any girl either.
It happens all too often, and that was a great point. On that note, we'll end this segment. We'll be back here on the Armed American Radio Network with an all-star panel. Claude Werner, Masad Ayoub, Gail Pepin, Beth Alcazar, Amber Cuno,
Mark Walters.
Back right after this.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, Memphis.
Yes, I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. It's hard to believe, Masad, that this is the last segment of a three-hour program.
Went by quick.
It definitely did. And if you are just joining us, I would advise you, not encourage you, I would advise you, to, if you haven't heard the second hour of this broadcast, Houston listeners, you've got it coming up next because of the way the program runs in your market. Other listeners, if you're just joining us now, I would advise you to go back and check out the Armed American Radio podcast. We had a phone call, surprise phone call, from George Zimmerman that was, I can only describe as eye-popping, quite frankly.
It was profound.
It was intense. It was an intense conversation. We thank him for that. Profound is a great description.
The young man spoke from his heart about what this has done to him and to his family.
Yeah, if you have made a decision to carry a firearm for your personal defense, and hopefully you have, as many as 12 million plus, I believe the number's greater than that, there are an estimated 100 million gun owners in this country. I, again, believe that number is higher because I don't believe everybody sure would tell is. Anybody. If I know if you called me and asked me unannounced and took a survey, I'm going to tell you to go pound salt before I hang up on you as I continue to eat my meatloaf. So I'm not going to give you that answer. So I therefore think that number is greater than it is. But if you're one of those Americans who listen to this program because you either have a concealed carry permit or you are considering it, it is absolutely vital that you listen to this previous interview with George Zimmerman and take Masad's course. You can find it where, Masad? Where can people sign up? Masad Ayoub Group?
Yes, MassadAyoubGroup.com.
That's MassadAyoub Group.
Correct.
.com. Visit the site. It's self-explanatory. You can negotiate and navigate your way through it. And also, Gail Pepin, champion shooter. How many trophies on the shelf?
More than one?
You got
more
a couple?
Than one.
Don't have to be so humble. We're amongst friends here. We're talking with Beth Alcazar. Beth is the, I'm going to say, proprietor of the blog. Beth, tell us about the blog, the name of it again.
Pacifiers and peacemakers on the USCCA blog.
Very cool. Pacifiers, kids, peacemakers, guns. That's a beautiful thing. And somebody out there just heard me say guns and kids and went, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And Amber Cuno, Armed American Radio regular contributor. It's always a pleasure to have you here. Tell me why, Amber. I'm going to challenge you here. Why is pacifiers and peacemakers such a beautiful thing?
Well, it's so great because it really gives a voice to women, you know, it encourages women. It gives our side of the story, so to speak, of just the regular moms out there, you know, just doing their thing, that know how to shoot, that take their kids out, teach them how to shoot. You know, and it's just really important that people understand our side of things and don't just look at the Moms Demand Action Groups and think that, you know, every mom out there hates guns, because that's so beyond what's true.
Claude Werner, you are also sitting at the table as an instructor. What she said, also profound. Are kids and guns a bad thing?
Absolutely not.
Why?
I mean, well, when I was on CNN, my interviewer was from another continent, and she viewed the idea of kids and guns as a militarization of children. As we were talking earlier, my reply was, no, we're teaching kids responsibility, and I think that's a very important trait of it, because as our society evolves, a lot of times kids' responsibility is taken away from them rather than given to them. And how do they learn it if they're not given it?
Okay. It's impossible to generalize about a child's maturity at a specific age. You would agree with that, Masad?
Absolutely. I've seen adults that I wouldn't trust with guns.
Ah, good point.
I've
good
seen
point.
7-year-old kids I would trust to be behind me with a 22 during small game season out in the field.
Okay. Amber, as a mom, your daughter, again, whom I've met, you knew she was responsible and mature enough. How?
Just her personality. I mean, you know your kids, you know if they can take instruction well and listen, and she takes instruction very well, and she listens very well, and I put her in just a laid-back kid safety class, and she did amazing. She listened, you know, it was safe. She had a blast. She had a great time, and now she begs me to go out shooting. You know, it's I don't drag her out there to shoot. She wants to. She loves it. She loves it.
Okay, so you knew as her mom when she was ready. You felt she was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And she confirmed that for you, correct?
Yeah, she confirmed it by just me watching her out there with a gun, taking instruction. You know, she was enthusiastic about it. She was responsible. She was being safe. And it would just went smooth as could be, and it was great.
All right, let me give you a flip side of the coin, Gail. My daughter is 12. My son has been shooting since he was your child's age when you took your daughter out. You said about 6 years old?
Correct.
My son has been shooting, avid shooter, since he was 6 years old. And you mentioned that they could disassemble your Glocks, much to the chagrin of my mother-in-law. My children could reassemble. They couldn't disassemble because they weren't strong enough. But they knew, boy, you see the look on their face when they were reassembling the Glocks back together. Springs and things. So they knew what they were doing at that particular age, at a very early age. My daughter, on the other hand, began shooting at 6 or 7. It wasn't her thing, so we didn't push her for it. Now she's 12. Now she wants to start getting back into shooting the 22s.
Great.
So what do? We don't push her. We let her go at her own pace. Maybe your children are the same thing. You, as their parent, know that, get that, and understand that. Beth, you would agree or disagree with that?
Oh, I totally agree. It's all about ages and stages when it comes to teaching your children, boy or girl, it doesn't really matter. You have to consider each child individually. You know, you have to think about their temperament. You've got to think about, are they responsible enough? What are their strengths and weaknesses, their emotional intelligences, their learning styles? I mean, I've got a very bouncy, rambunctious 4.5, almost 5-year-old son that I just can't see him being ready right now. And, you know, he's a man. Oh, a little man growing up. But I just don't see that he is mentally and physically ready to step up to that challenge. Now we,
but you'll know that. But
oh,
you'll
yeah.
know that. You as a parent will know that. Amber,
absolutely.
Amber? Let me ask you this: as a mom, can the every town gaggle know how old your child or when your child is ready? Because kids and guns don't mix. Do they have any right to tell you as a parent that you made a mistake teaching your child at 6?
No, because they don't know my child. I know my child, and I make the decisions for them at this point. And, you know, as their mom, I'm going to make the best decisions for them. You know, I'm not going to put them in harm's way, and no one's going to tell me when my kids are ready to do anything, shooting or otherwise.
It's personal responsibility. You know, we're getting ready to close out this hour, and we've got a large group here on, at the table. This has been an unbelievable show. So I'm going to go through right now and thank all of our guests for being here, in particular Rob Pincus earlier, and man, George Zimmerman, if you're listening to the program, thank you very much for calling in. Your insight was incredible. If you've made a decision to carry a firearm, I absolutely advise that you go back and listen to hour two of this broadcast. You need to hear it. This can happen to you. It can't it, Masad?
Well, I think we've seen it happen. America saw it happen, and tonight they heard the voice of the man it happened to.
And we all know what happened with George Zimmerman in the Trayvon Martin incident. So thank you for calling, George. Also, Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
We'll see you next week or the week after. Regular Armed American contributor Amber Cuno in Phoenix, beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for being here. Beth Alcazar, that was not your only appearance on the program. I can guarantee you that. You can read her in Pacifiers and Peacemakers. Google it. You can find it. Claude Werner, a pleasure to have you here, my brother. I can reach across the table and shake your hand. And Masad Ayoub, you know, my man, how fun it is to have you here on the show. Thank
Always
you
a
very
pleasure,
much.
Mark.
Always a pleasure. Gail Pappin, huge. You'll have another trophy the next time you're on the program, I guarantee it.
Oh, it was fun, Mark.
I tell you every single week, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
You're awakened in the middle of the night to the sound of glass breaking and muffled voices in your house. There's no time to think. This is it. You're forced to use your gun to defend your loved ones from the intruders. But here's the part you never see in the movies. When the smoke clears, you'll have to prove your innocence in a court of law. And that's where the United States Concealed Carry Association comes in. Don't fall victim to a shameless DA or a bleeding heart jury. Activate your USCCA membership today and be instantly protected by up to $1.1 million in legal and financial horsepower. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com to witness how the USCCA can help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're ever forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. Also, act before midnight on Black Friday, and we'll throw in two special bonuses absolutely free. Just visit DefendFamilyNow.com. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.